While a wide-range military operation under the name of Khaled Operation has already been launched by the Afghan government to pound the terrorists, the Taliban has also declared its spring offensive known as Al-Fat. Apart from response of Kabul's armed forces to Taliban's spring offensive, many experts, local and international bodies like UN Security Council and local Afghans condemned such move by the Taliban, saying the main motive behind the launch of Taliban's spring offensive is to gain the upper hand in the upcoming peace talks.
Taliban wants to gain more credit through its spring offensive and appear more powerful during negotiations, and this is because it believes gaining more ground in Afghanistan by fighting helps it to appear stronger.
In the meantime, local Afghans call on the Taliban militants to stop their spring offensive as a show of respect to the peace process.
Given ongoing peace negotiations is underway, the Taliban needs to stop its spring offensive and join peace talks with the Afghan government. This is people's demand as well.
Others, like this university student, have a more political approach. They, for instance, name some issues such as women's rights as red lines of the Afghan society, regardless of whether the Taliban declares a military operation or it joins peace negotiations.
We have realized that every single move by Taliban can be linked to peace talks. So we stress on protection of women's rights, freedom of speech and similar rights under any circumstances.
Many provinces across the country witnessed separate Taliban attacks just after declaration of Taliban's spring offensive. This comes while the militant group has attended at least 5 rounds of peace negotiations over the past months, but peace is still a sweet dream in Afghanistan. The Afghan peace process has now seems to be turned into a puzzle for the Afghan people. That is why they ask all local, regional and international players to respect the values of Afghans that have been achieved not easily. Amin Alami, Press TV, Kabul.